A few days ago, I received this device from AliExpress link. The device is similar to others already treated here. For example, Tomsin TOML VA63A and Eru EAM PDW TY63 and also Tom PD63 LW mentioned in the title, although the latter is more complete and cuts both line and neutral. But despite the external similarities and in functionality, I see from the teardowns that they are different, so I think it's justified to create a new thread. Apart from this, is a good opportunity to put into practice the tutorial I wrote about extracting DPIDs and try to make it work with OBK, starting from zero. So let's start with some photos from the advertisement in AliExpress, just in case the previous link gets broken. Now the printed manual that came with the device. You can already see some differences between the settings in the advertisement and those in the manual. The real thing also included another setting T, see next pictures, that can be set to on or to a number between 5 and 120. I haven't been able to deduct what is this setting for. Now, some photos of the teardown. Opening the device is very easy, just unfasten the two screws in the holes of the first photo after pushing apart the lower side lock. It's well constructed, there are two PCBs. The bigger one supports the relay, latching type, no need to keep the coil energized to set it on. The components for the power supply, 12-volt output for the relay and two 3.3-volt outputs, one with a linear regulator from 12-volt and the other one with a switch mode one, and the energy metering chip BL0942, attached English datasheet. The smaller PCB has the LCD screen, push buttons, the Tuya MCU behind the LCD screen, and the WB3S Wi-Fi module. Also, here are some screenshots of the Tuya app. You can see there are also differences with the ones from the advertisement. Now, let's start with the DPID identification process, which should be done before flashing OBK, as we need to access the device from Tuya's developer website. Following the first process in the tutorial, we get this. The same info, written as a list. We can see that there are a total of 13 DPIDs. Now, jumping to the last method in the tutorial, signaled with R, and. After processing the JSON as instructed there, we get. Where, besides the DPID numbers, we have a more complete description of each of them. With this info in hand, we will be able to configure OBK, so now we can proceed with flashing. To flash it with OBK, after unplugging the smaller board from the bigger one, is enough to solder just two wires to the RX and TX pads, as VCC and ground can be connected to the header. I didn't need to cut any traces to flash OBK, as the Tuya MCU doesn't seem to interfere with the process. In principle, it should be shut off as it gets the power from a different pin in the header. To avoid problems, I only connect TX, RX and ground to the serial to USB adapter and connect VCC just after hitting the corresponding key to start flashing in BK7231 flasher. Once flashed, we can connect our PC or phone to the access point provided by OBK and navigate to 192.168.4.1, where we configure SSID and password for our local Wi-Fi. After rebooting, we have to find in our router the IP assigned to the device and access it with a browser to continue with the configuration. I first configured MQTT and then, by navigating Launch Web Application, File System, Create File, I created autoexec.bat with the following contents. Let's explain briefly the contents. The first lines come from similar devices and are there to start the Tuya MCU driver and simulate the connection to the cloud. I commented out the NTP driver as it doesn't seem to be necessary. The last line also comes from similar devices and, as I understand, is there to force the MCU to send the state periodically. The lines in between correspond to the previously identified DPIDs, linking them to a channel and setting the channel type accordingly. To make things clearer, I preferred to assign channels with the same number as the DPIDs where possible. I also wrote the following.